as we celebrate the octave of Pentecost this week. On Wednesday and Friday in particular, we have two ember days, days of greater sacrifice, of greater penance. And among that is the inclusion of extra readings and prayers in the Mass. Because, of course, not only is that a sacrifice for the priests who have to do this, but also for you, the people, who have to listen to it, to stand and kneel and sit and so forth in accord to the sacred liturgy. Now, the two readings from the Acts of the Apostles and the letter of St. Peter are very important. Somebody changed the page here. But I will only comment on the gospel upon which in the Divine Office St. Augustine also makes some magnificent pronunciations regarding, and he speaks, though of course they weren't present, they were already dead. At that time, he was towards the end of the 4th century, the beginning of the 5th century, and they had been born a lot earlier. In particular, he speaks to Arius, the great heretic who denied the divinity of Christ. In the Gospel, our Lord says that no one can come to him except the Father who hath sent me draw him. And so in order for anyone to have faith, the true faith, not some made-up and unreal faith, some myth created by those who have itching ears, as St. Paul says. For anyone to believe in Jesus Christ and that he is sent by the Father, he has to be drawn by the Father. And of course, he uses many, many means and graces to do so, even to this day. And so those who are drawn to him indeed are the ones who will be drawn also to the eternal realms of heaven. And this day, of course, we also celebrate on this last day of May the solemn feast of the coronation of Our Lady. Mary is the Queen of the universe, the Queen of heaven and earth and everything that God has created. And above all else, she was imbued totally with the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, withdrawn by the Trinity to themselves, and especially to her beloved Son, Jesus Christ, whom she bore. And the Gospel further attests to this, because, and we celebrate in just a week from tomorrow, the feast of Corpus Christi, of the body and blood, soul and divinity of Christ. He speaks also that this is the bread from heaven, that if any man eat of it, he may not die. Communion is necessary for eternal life. And those who, for whatever reason, do not receive, or refuse to receive, or live in a state of sin and cannot receive without committing tremendous sacrilege, they do not have that gift of life. Of course, as long as we are here on earth, we can repent. And this is one of the roles that the Holy Spirit performs in this era of salvation, the last era of salvation. The Father has sent the Son, and he has completed his mission. He has died on the cross, and the Father has accepted his most sacred and solemn sacrifice. And now the Holy Spirit is sent by both of them to prepare us for eternal life. So if we are drawn by the Father and thus by the Spirit to the Son, then we indeed shall be saved. And no one else has, during the history of salvation, during the history of mankind been drawn to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as is Mary, Queen of heaven and earth, Queen of the universe. So as we end this month of May dedicated to her, we begin to celebrate the month in which we particularly concentrate on Jesus Christ, on the Eucharist, and on his most sacred heart. And so all of these things come together in a beautiful, beautiful way. And the new statue which I have obtained, which I have placed here on the altar, in which you can see for yourselves that the whole Trinity is involved in the sacrifice. The whole Trinity is involved in this sacrifice. The whole Trinity is involved in our salvation. And the Blessed Mother is involved with them, united to them in every which way, and they are in her more so than in any other creature. So we ask her, through her intercession, that we indeed may be drawn to the Father, may be drawn by the Father to the Son, and by the Holy Spirit to the Father and the Son. In their name we pray forever and ever. Amen.